91.9 WNTI.
Public radio from Centenary College.
Where great music lives.
The old friend of mine, Mr. Eric Clapton.
Love there that's sleeping. Yeah, and that was Eric Clapton with Run So Far, a George Harrison song from the album Journeyman, written by George Harrison. And we started that set off with While My Guitar Gently Weeps from the Beatles' White Album, the album just called The Beatles. And maybe you can guess what we're doing tonight. It's going to be, I don't know, what should we call this? God Meets the Beatles? Or the Beatles Meet Their God? I don't know, because what we're going to be doing. Well, this is Crossroads, first of all, an hour of Eric Clapton's music. And this is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. And I'm your host, Gary Ault. And we always do an hour worth of Eric Clapton. He's on everything, with very, very few exceptions. And it's just not Eric Clapton. It's all kinds of artists that he's played with. So tonight we're going to do the Beatles and God. The Beatles Meet God, or God Meet... I don't know. Anyway, it's Eric Clapton and the Beatles. So we'll get off the high horse a little bit. Because he's played with not just with the Beatles as a group, but with every one of them as solo artists. He's played some of their songs. They've played some of his songs. So it would take more than an hour to do all this stuff, but we're going to do it inside of an hour. So we're going to have to leave some stuff on the table. But in the meantime, before I play something from the Concert for George with Paul McCartney and Eric Clapton singing and playing, we're going to tell you about this week's question of the week. And the basic question is, and if you know the answer, call 908-852-4545. That's 908-852-4545. The question is, who is L'Angelo Misterioso? In relation to Eric Clapton, who is L'Angelo Misterioso? 908-852-4545 to win a gift certificate to Andre's Restaurant in Newton, New Jersey, if you're the first caller with the correct answer. Now, something.
Hey.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me, I don't want to leave her now. Well, you know I believe her now. Somewhere in a smile she knows that I don't need no other lover. Something in a style that shows me won't leave her now. Well, you know I believe her now. Ooh, 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 ooh. Well, you're asking me who my love grows. Thank you.
know the reason. Girl, you know the reason why. My mother was of the sky, my father was of the earth, but I am of the universe, and you know what it's worth. I know me. Wanna die. If I ain't dead already. Girl, you know the reason why. My bones feel so suicidal, just like Dylan's missing Jones. I'm lonely, wanna die. If I ain't dead already, girl, you know the reason. Black cloud crossed my mind, blue mist round my soul.
That's the Dirty Mac. The Dirty Mac, which was John Lennon, Eric Clapton on guitar, Keith Richards on bass, which is not what he usually played with the Rolling Stones, and Mitch Mitchell of the Jimi Hendrix Experience on drums. And that was from the Rock and Roll Circus from the Rolling Stones, which was took a really, really long time to get released on DVD. I guess they didn't like the fact that the Who kind of outshone them on that, and they didn't really flatter them well, so they didn't release it. So that was Eric Clapton with John Lennon. And before that, what did we hear? Let's see. Yes, we heard Something, the George Harrison composition, performed by Paul McCartney with Eric Clapton from the Concert for George. So this is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. I am Gary Ault, your host of Crossroads, an hour of the music of Eric Clapton. And we're playing all songs that Eric did with the Beatles, or one or more of the Beatles, or something like that, some kind of connection with the Beatles. And we do have an answer to the trivia question. In fact, three correct answers, only one of which gets the gift certificate. But we're going to take a short break and come back with the song that Eric Clapton wrote and Ringo recorded.
historic Blairstown Theater, located on Main Street in Blairstown, New Jersey, presenting live music, classic films, and community events throughout the year.
Coming to the Blairstown Theater on Saturday, October 11th, The Royal Scam.
Tickets and information available online at thehbt.com or by phone 908-349-1428.
Computer Images Web, LLC, a full-service website design and development company serving a wide range of markets in New Jersey and surrounding areas. Computer Images Web also designs websites compatible with mobile devices. More information on Computer Images Web, LLC's services available at computerimagesweb.com.
Attention military service members, did you know that Centenary College is an approved participant of the new GI Bill's Yellow Ribbon Program? If you qualify, full tuition is covered, or you may qualify for our 30% tuition discount. Centenary's liberal transfer policy may allow your military credits to be applied toward your major. Whether you're looking for a bachelor's degree or interested in obtaining a master's degree, Centenary College has a program for you. For more information, visit our website at centenarycollege.edu.
What if it rained? We didn't care. She said that someday soon the sun was gonna shine. And she was right. this love of mine, my Valentine. As days and nights would pass me by, I'd tell myself that I was waiting for a sign. Then she appeared, a love so fine, my Valentine. And I will love her for life, and I will never let a day go by without remembering the reasons why. She makes me certain that I can fly, and so I do, without a care. I know that someday soon the sun is gonna shine, and she'll be there, this love of mine, my Valentine. What if it rained? We didn't care. She said that someday soon the sun was gonna shine, and she was right, this love of mine, my Valentine.
WNTI, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org.
Smile that I've ever seen. I crashed my
can I find myself in times of trouble? Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. On my darkest hour, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Did you hear that guy in the background saying awesome? It was probably a fireman or something. That was from the concert for New York City by Paul McCartney. He arranged that whole concert. And that, of course, featured Eric Clapton, even as Paul shouted out his name for the guitar solo. And we started that set off with Ringo from Ringo's Rotogravure. We heard a song written by Eric Clapton, and Eric also appeared on the song on the recording, This Be Called a Song. And then we played My Valentine from Paul McCartney, a song that he wrote for an album that's mostly standards, but that's one that he wrote. The album Kisses on the Bottom, and of course Eric Clapton on acoustic guitar on that one. Then we heard a song called That Kind of Woman. Don't know if you've heard that before. I might have played it on the show in the past, but Eric Clapton performing a song written by his buddy George Harrison called That Kind of Woman. It's from an album called Nobody's Child, Romanian Angel Appeal. And Romanian Angel Appeal is basically an organization headed mainly by Olivia Harrison, wife of George, but contributions from many other people in relief of the Romanian children that were discovered in horrendous conditions after the downfall of the Ceausescus in Romania. So again, we finish with Let It Be from Paul McCartney, and that's because we're doing God Meets the Beatles. We're doing all these songs that Eric Clapton played with the Beatles, or one of the individual Beatles, or more than one, or songs that they kind of contributed to him, or songs written by them that he did, anything that's associated between the Beatles and George and Eric Clapton with one degree of separation. So this is 91.9 WNTI, Where Great Music Lives. I'm your host, Gary Ault. And we also stream on the web, by the way, at WNTI.org. And you're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. We're going to take a short break and play something from the Plastic Ono Band.
Hi, this is Helen Forster. Be sure to tune into E-Town this week. We've got two young and soulful visiting musical acts for you. Talented singer-songwriter Gregory Alan Isakoff and the dynamic, brilliant group The Head and the Heart. Plus an inspiring achievement award for you live, on stage, and in person this week in E-Town. Wednesdays at 9 p.m. right here on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
CenturyLink, offering broadband, voice, DirecTV, and cloud computing to consumers and businesses across the country and around the world. CenturyLink serves customers in Sussex, Warren, and Hunterdon counties in New Jersey with retail locations in Clinton and Lafayette. More information available by phone, 908-735-3000, or online at CenturyLink.com.
WNTI and Kennedy Event Services are bringing live music to Knowlton as we present WNTI Stage August 15th, 16th, and 17th at the Knowlton Lions Club Pavilion on Route 46 in Delaware, New Jersey. A weekend of food, fun, and two stages of non-stop music under the big tent. Beer and wine concessions sponsored by the Knowlton Lions Club and free Wi-Fi by CenturyLink. The fest begins on Friday night with WNTI favorite, the Grand Slambovians, with opening act Billy Hector at the Cafe Stage. Other acts for the weekend include James Maddock and Willie Nile, the Ultra Kings, Spite and Dival, as well as many local favorites. So please join us for 3 days of summer fun, August 15th, 16th, and 17th at the Knowlton Lions Club Pavilion on Route 46 in Delaware, New Jersey. No pets and no coolers, please. Free parking. Schedules, tickets, and information available online at WNTIstage.org.
We'll be right back. fun and we couldn't lose. Times were right, overnight, we were headline news. Crazy days and reckless nights, limousines and bright spotlights, we were brothers through it all. And your song will play on without you, and this world won't forget about you. Every part of you was in your song. Now we will carry on, never without you, within you, without you. Here comes the sun is about you. Here today, not alone, with my memories. Life is strange, how things change, it's reality. You played a beautiful melody that keeps on haunting me. I can always feel you by my side. And your song will play on without you, and this world won't forget about you. Every part of you was in your song. Now we will carry on, never without you, within you, without you. Here comes the sun is about you. I know all things must pass, and only love will last.
Thank you.
And that was Ringo, the familiar voice of Ringo Starr, with Eric Clapton on lead guitar from the album Ringo-Rama, released in 2003, Never Without You. Started that set off with Dizzy Miss Lizzy from the Plastic Ono Band, live piece in Toronto in 1969. The idea behind Plastic Ono Band originally being just whomever was there. It was a plastic thing. It was elastic. So that particular one had Eric Clapton on guitar, of course, John Lennon on guitar and vocals, Klaus Voormann on bass, and Alan White on drums. And then Yoko was on the second side doing some odd things. So this is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. And this is your host, Gary Ault of Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. And tonight we've been playing all songs associated with Eric Clapton and the Beatles, either as a group or as individuals or one individual, whatever. So there's a lot more we can play, but we kind of have to leave in about 10 minutes. But first, I want to tell you about the answer to the question of the week. And there were three people that called in with the correct answer, only one of whom gets the gift certificate, but that's okay because the other two callers didn't want the gift certificate. They either had won one recently or decided that they, you know, would rather give it to someone else that would appreciate it. So the question was, who was L'Angelo Mysterioso in relation to Eric Clapton? That's spelled L apostrophe Angelo and last name Mysterioso, M-I, and the rest, just like you would think it would be spelled. The answer is that's George Harrison. George Harrison co-wrote the song Badge, the Cream song from the Goodbye album originally, co-wrote it with Eric Clapton, but originally didn't even receive writing credit on it when it was released on the Goodbye album. But then it was when it was put out on Best of Cream, that was corrected. But it's still the guitar, background guitar was credited to L'Angelo Mysterioso, but it was actually George Harrison playing it. So he co-wrote it and played guitar on it, but was not credited on the original album and only got writing credit on the re-release of the song on the album Best of Cream, the one with the vegetables on the front cover. So Bob from Dingman's got it right, and Frank, who called in last week, got it right, but neither of those guys wanted the gift certificate or, they wanted to give it to someone else, so that's nice, right? And so Andrea from Columbia, New Jersey, gets the gift certificate. She knew the whole story, so we thank you, Andrea, and so we're going to play Badge now for you.
Thinking about the times you drove in my car, thinking that I might have drove you too far, and I'm thinking about the love that you laid on my table. I told you not to wander around in the dark, I told you about the swans that they live in the park, then I told you about our kid, now he's married to Mabel. Thank you.
show you. Let me grow upon you. All I have is.
That was I'd Have You Anytime from the incredible album All Things Must Pass, the triple album released in 1970 from George Harrison. And we started that set off with Badge from Cream, and that was a song originally on the Goodbye album, written in part by Eric Clapton and George Harrison. Actually, 100% by George Harrison and Eric Clapton together. So this has been The Cavern. I'm sorry, not The Cavern. My goodness, I'm thinking a half year out of date here. I'm going to play something from George Harrison, by the way. In the background, this is Skiing from Wonderwall Music by George Harrison. This features Eric Clapton on guitar. So what are we doing? It's Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. Yeah, that's right, Crossroads, not The Cavern. We've been playing all music associated with Eric Clapton and the Beatles, either as the group or as solo artists. And this, of course, is another George Harrison song from what was a soundtrack to a film, Wonderwall Music. The film was called Wonderwall. So what's up next? Let's see, we're going to have E-Town up next with the Great E.E. Achievement Award, which is my favorite thing. It's a really cool thing, rewarding people that, to use a cliche, think globally and act locally. And we're going to also hear The Head and the Heart and Gregory Alan Isakov on E-Town coming up. And after that, we have the pleasure, the distinct pleasure, of listening to Mike the Hippie take us through the midweek jam. Yes, he's back. So you don't have to listen to me again. So Mike the Hippie. And then after that, Keller Cellar with the inimitable Keller Williams. So we're going to fade out with Skiing. Listen to the fade. Got another 20 seconds left. So we wish you a good week, and we will see you on the radio next week.
You're listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.